In paradise, will women be married to their husbands in this world?
Tabii ki. Min zürriyeti diyor Allah ve zürriyetleri de ve eşleri zevce.
Of course, Allah says they will be under the trees with their husbands and children. Of course they will be with their husbands. What if she has been married two or three times? Allah will give her the person with the greatest fear of Allah, he whom Allah approves of most. That is Allah's criterion. We must look for the greatest measure of His approval in all things. I mean, I could come here or sit at home, or else go out to the shops and talk to people. I think Allah will most approve of my coming here, and I think I am doing the right thing. In other words, something has its most truthful and very best form. That is what Allah wants. The very best of something is what most meets with Allah's approval. That will also be the criterion for spouses in the hereafter. Allah will give them to the person who most seeks His approval. If a person's spouse is pure and immaculate, and if that person has moral virtue and is a believer, then of course they will be together in paradise. Almighty Allah makes that clear in verses. He says they are together with their spouses and children. Of course they will be together in the hereafter. People will have children in the hereafter. A person will be able to give birth whenever she wants a baby, after a very brief pregnancy. But it will involve no pain and will happen right away. It will happen the moment they desire it. That's a feature of paradise. Let me say that what counts is one's position regarding faith in Allah, one's degree of belief in Allah. It doesn't matter to Allah whose spouse it is. For example, Abu Lahab's wife shared the same mindset and mentality. For which reason she was put in the same place. But Pharaoh's wife was a believer and a chaste woman, and one worthy of paradise. She left him and didn't espouse his views. She didn't espouse his logic, his immoral philosophy. She followed along with the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and Allah has sent her to paradise. The Prophet Noah's wife, for instance, was a most abnormal woman, and Allah has put her in hell. Allah separated her from Noah, peace be upon him. Lot's wife was the same, and an unbeliever. Allah separated them. We can see from these few examples that it is fear of Allah to which Allah attaches importance. For example, an immoral person has a wife, a chaste believer. That woman leaves her husband, and Allah doesn't regard their union as valid. He separates them in the hereafter. She counts as single in the hereafter, and Allah will marry her to a male believer who has fear of Allah, whoever he regards as most desirous of his approval. Therefore, Allah's approval is the main criterion in such matters.